beautiful day in Colorado.
What's your take on the run game? What you come away with?
Oh, same thing that we've said at times during the year and with every other facet, I think, of our offense. We just need to be consistent. We make our plays now and then, but consistency is an issue. We've got to make sure we stress and get it done. You know, guys, just as a group, we're not getting it done for that. And, you know, if we can get that thing going, then we're on the field and you know, we get a chance to get first down after first down after first down. Time of possession goes up. It kind of goes in hand, you know. We don't have to worry about anything else. Once you get it going and tire the defense, there's a lot of things that are pluses that we're not gaining.
You've taught this system a long time to a lot of people. What's about this year, maybe a little last year?
It doesn't seem to be sinking in at some part. It could be little things, it could be big things. There's a multitude of things and facets that are happening. You know, technique and tracks, and it's everybody that we've got to get it right and make sure that we're kind of seeing everything with the same set of eyes. You know, and that's what we're trying to do, and they're working hard at it. We just have to overcome, and then obviously you start to panic, and you know things don't happen, and you know we got to calm down and do what we do best, and go back to basics is basically what we're trying to do.
Has it been hard to stay committed to the run because you're trailing in so many of these games?
No, early? I don't think so. It's just you know, when you get one or two, it's hard to call it again. You know what I mean? So we've got to get our gains. We got to make sure that they're fours and fives, and fourth quarter they become tens. You know, so it's just one of those things that we as a group have to get better at, and we will.
Rick, when you say it's not sinking in, are you talking about with some guys mentally or they're not executing?
No, it's all execution. I don't think that there's anybody not trying, and I don't think there's anybody that doesn't understand. It's just the technique and timing of everything. It's just working as a group. We'll get it done.
But Rick, you talked about Trevor, about staying calm. How's Trevor?
He's been very calm. You know, certainly I'm not down there on game day. I just see him during the week. Prior to the game, obviously the night before the game, he's been phenomenal as far as understanding what we're trying to get done and just going through the plays one by one. So all my interactions with him, he's been great.
Do you feel like he's progressing?
Certainly. I mean, he's made, you know, you can't argue with a couple of big plays he makes. He would just, like everybody else, you know, the rest of the 11 that are on the field, or 10 that are on the field, I forgot to subtract him. It's a consistency issue. So, you know, that'll come with experience. We just need it to happen fast.
We could go with the extra guy, see what happens.
But they don't let you do that. Although it doesn't seem to matter in some groups. But
do you have a sense when you're in the box and the game's going on how unbalanced you guys are?
Oh yeah, we always try to keep track of that. We always try to, you know, figure out to keep it in balance. But you know, the game plays out how the game plays out. You know, certainly we're trying to do all we can to get the thing and score points and you know, win the game. That's our big deal.
Well, game like that this past week, the first four possessions. You know, you're on the script there. Does that mean
we got off relatively quick. You know, we start with what we're trying to do, and a lot of that, you know, deals with a variety of reasons, whether we like to play, want to see what the adjustment is to a certain formation, a certain personnel. But you know, if things aren't going well, we're fine getting off that, and certainly in any of the situations, third down, red zone, any of that will get you off that script anyway. So no, you don't have to worry about that. Hopefully I don't. Hopefully they're frustrated enough that we work together to get it fixed. It's not that they're trying to do it poorly. It's just we're not getting it done. We're not quite in sync. So frustration is not a bad thing sometimes.
You mentioned getting off script, but a couple of those plays or series you would have had first downs, but you had a couple of key drops too.
Certainly, and you know, those are just an operation. I tried to talk about it on Monday. You know, we have to operate when things make the plays when they present themselves, and that's one of them. They have to operate. You know, there are plays to be made. We missed them. Hey, we got to go back and make them.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.